One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Loving Jesus Christ, living for Jesus Christ, doesn't mean you'll have a life free from any problems. Equally, when you face challenges or pain, this doesn't mean the Lord loves you any less than someone else. You see, God doesn't promise us a life devoid of suffering, pain, problems, or difficult situations. As a matter of fact, he tells us the opposite. In John 16, verse 33, Jesus tells us that in the world, we will have troubles or tribulation. And in many other passages throughout Scripture, we are reminded by the apostles, as well as Jesus himself, that Christians will suffer, be persecuted, face many trials, and so on. They don't tell us this so that we could be miserable or feel anxious, but to remind us of our reality and to encourage us to stay strong in our faith.
Have you ever been in trouble? Have you ever found yourself in a really tough and difficult situation? I'm sure we all have. And so did a lot of the great men and women of God in the Bible. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5 said, "For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken. For we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. For we do not want to be unaware, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death. But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him, we have set our hope that he will deliver us again." While in Asia, Paul states that he had experienced affliction. He experienced severe trials, and he says he was burdened beyond strength, so much so that he despaired of life itself. He said, "It felt as though he had received a death sentence." Can you imagine that? Can you imagine going through hardships that make you feel as though you have a death sentence written against your name? Can you imagine being burdened by problems? This is how Paul felt. But if you pay attention to what he says in verse 9, Paul says, "Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." He's essentially saying, these difficult times, these tough times, have taught us to lose all faith in ourselves and to place all of our trust in the God who raises the dead. All of us go through tough times. All of us go through seasons where it seems as though the odds are stacked against us and pain becomes a...
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Do you want to help kids with their feelings but aren't sure how? You're not alone. Research shows many adults struggle to support kids' mental health. But help is here. Backed by experts at the Nationwide Children's Hospital, the Kids Mental Health Foundation offers free resources to help you create a supportive environment for the kids in your life. Visit kidsmentalhealthfoundation.org for more, because kids' mental health starts with us.
Feeling we're all too acquainted with. In Psalms 119, verse 71, David said, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes." And I've always asked the question, how can it be good for you to be afflicted? How is there any good for you to go through pain, tribulation, and hard times? But here's the thing. Afflictions. Tough situations do more than simply show what kind of character we have. Tough times shape and form out character. Now, I believe that affliction, although unpleasant, is necessary for the Christian man or woman. Because if it were not for the struggle you're going through, how would you know that God will never leave you nor forsake you? If it were not for the affliction in your body, how else would you know that by His stripes we are healed? If it were not for the financial challenges you faced, how would you have known that the Lord is a provider? Problems can sometimes be a blessing, saints of God. So be encouraged regardless of what you're facing.
We will all go through seasons where we will have more questions than answers. Seasons where it appears as though you have more prayer requests than answered prayers. And I don't know about you, but have you ever gotten to the point where all you can do is just ask God questions? Questions like, "Lord, what should I do? How should I handle this? God, how will my family be restored? Father, when will I be healed?" Well, here's what you can do should you find yourself in such a place. Rather than look for all of the details or answers, rather than examine Plan A and revise Plan B, rather than panic or scratch your head about it, simply invite God into your situation. Invite Him into that problem. Invite Him to be the judge, the jury, the prosecutor, and defense for the case that's in front of you. What I'm trying to tell you is that there will be situations where we simply won't have the answers when we want them. There will be certain events that will occur and simply not make sense. And we need to come to terms with that. Because it's only once you accept this that you can function through these difficult moments in life. Remember that our Lord Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let me clarify one thing. This verse is not saying, "Come to me and I'll give you every detail to what's going on in your life." It's not saying, "Come to me so that you can see the whole picture." No. Jesus is saying, "Come to me with all that burdens you, with all that gives you sleepless nights, with all that worries you. And when you come to me, when you give me those burdens, those problems may still be there, but I'll give you peace. That situation may still be unclear, but I'll give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 29 goes on to say, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Twice in these verses, Jesus mentions rest in him. And by rest, we're literally being told to relax, refrain from worrying about it, stop stressing out about or trying to fix it. It's literally giving it all to the Lord. So think about this for a moment. Could it be that God's letting you face this trial so that you can reach a deeper level of trust in Him? Could it be that God is letting you face this trial so that you can learn to let go and stop trying to control every single aspect, every single detail of your life? Just think about it. Could it be that God's letting you face this test so that He can humble you because maybe you're too self-reliant? You see, always invite God into the midst of your situation, because you cannot do it alone. You certainly don't have all the answers you need, but should you go to the Lord, should you take it to Jesus, you can surely have peace. You can surely have rest.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.